Belle means beautiful. By Christine Kringle. Suburban Life 1. Terry Williams was an adult baby. He had been since before he had even heard of the term. It wasn't a point of pride for him. In fact, it was something he went to great lengths to keep hidden from everyone he knew. It wasn't as if he felt he was doing something wrong, but he knew that confiding in friends and family would be complicated, as they likely wouldn't or couldn't understand, and that by forcing this aspect of his life on them, he would be asking them to carry that burden, that secret for him, and that didn't seem fair. So Terry did his best to navigate his life, finding succor for his baby desires where he could with phone sex operators, MP3s, and books, while at the same time struggling to make sure that the lines between his adult responsibilities and his baby needs never blurred. It was a difficult task, but one he felt he had done well with, at least as far as he could tell. Terry lived in a nice suburban neighborhood. It was populated mostly with young families, and despite being single, he was well-liked and welcomed. Of all his neighbors, Mary was his favorite. She was one of those people who always seemed to exude a lightness about her. Even when she was having a bad day, she never let it get her down. She and her husband, Freddie, always made sure to go out of their way to include Terry in the goings-on in the neighborhood, and their kids loved to play in his yard. Yes, he loved everything about them, with the possible exception of Mary's preoccupation with setting him up on dates. She apparently had an inexhaustible number of friends that she was absolutely certain would be just perfect for him. It was a sweet gesture for sure, but with Terry's workload and need to regress whenever he could, it just seemed a little complicated. Imagine if he confided in one of Mary's friends about his need to be a baby, or worse yet, what if she discovered it by accident? That could ruin not just his relationship with that woman, but by extension his relationship with Mary, and go on to make him a pariah in the rest of the neighborhood as well. No, that was just a little too risky for his tastes, and so he continued to politely brush them off after a couple of dates, telling Mary that there just wasn't a spark or something similar. This seemed to maintain his friendship with Mary, while allowing him to engage in his adult baby activities free from discovery. It was on one of those soft, warm summer afternoons that come along every so often, that Terry, on one of his rare afternoons off, and despite him being in full baby mode at the time, had decided to pull the upstairs curtains back and open his windows to let the cooling breeze waft through his bedroom. He then laid back, sucking on his white adult pacifier and snuggling his large stuffed kitten while he listened to one of his favorite adult baby hypnosis audios. He was quite relaxed and truly enjoying the effects of the gentle voice telling him what a baby he was, and how he needed to be in diapers always when there was a ringing of his doorbell. Frustrated at being disturbed, he got up, still dressed as the baby he needed to be, and went downstairs to see who it might be. He was careful to avoid being seen, so he peered through the side window to the door, and seeing nobody there but a package on his stoop, he decided to just grab it. It was a bit risky since all he was wearing were his triple thick cloth diapers, yellow carousel plastic pants, and a pink t-shirt that had Pampers written on the front in baby blue, but he felt he would only be visible for a moment, so he would go for it. The truth was that the risk of his discovery, as minimal as it may have been, added a level of danger to the act that he found titillating. He opened the door and stuck his head out. He looked around, and upon seeing nobody on the street, stepped out